It's time for Thursday's Roundup. Is powered by Attitouch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass CG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. It's game day. We're rolling out dumb, cheap games that somehow turn into bragging rights. No strategy, no practice, just luck, vibes, and questionable choices.
Hank's Love Line.
The most anticipated moment of the week, especially if you're from Arkansas.
Yeah!
If it comes back quick, that's a green light and you can take a victory lap.
Oh, yeah.
If it drags on, Hank says step away, stretch like nothing happened, and act like you had better plans all along. So tune in, play along, and let Thursday's Roundup turn ordinary into slightly ridiculous
in the best way possible.
Grab your skates, yeah, we're calling you.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank.
How you doing, young man?
I am well.
How was your evening last night?
Good.
Played a little John Denver this morning. Did you get in trouble? Or
no, no.
Just another one in the bank.
Just putting some love in the love bank there.
Ching.
I play in June's favorite singer. No, got a little mowing done last night.
Did you really?
Knocked down.
It's dry, isn't it, buddy?
It's very dry.
It is.
Very different than it is because I had mowed for quite a while.
Right.
But it's very spindly.
Yeah,
it's
very,
not full.
It's not full. Not full at all. And I actually watered some of my grass yesterday.
Did you?
Where I reseeded. I've never had to do that in the spring. But you know what? Here we are.
As always, like the thistles and the burdock, they're doing all right.
Oh, they're great, aren't they?
Nettles, yeah.
They're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Is your grass that high to have nettles, buddy?
Not yet, but I have some thistles. So
okay.
I have to take care of those because I don't want to walk around playing croquet in my bare feet.
You could get rid of those just by putting a little salt right in the middle of them.
A little salt in the middle of them.
So today's... We're celebrating spring here a little bit today. We're gonna play Whack a Grub.
Whack a Grub. Oh, yes.
But first,
how you doing with those moles and those grubs?
I haven't seen a new track.
Well, good.
So, but I had to water my stuff into the ground that way because to make sure the moles have a healthy appetite. of non grubs. I'm trying to let them go vegetarian.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you see what
kind of like you.
Yeah, I'm not a vegetarian. I can't. So vegetarians eat. they eat vegetables and stuff like that. And only what does humanitarians eat?
I don't know.
I don't either. Uh-huh. Think about it.
Not very long.
No, but that's the stuff that I think about, Phil. If vegetarians eat veggies, what do humanitarians eat? I'm not going to be around one.
I'm lost for words.
Are you?
One of the few times in my life.
Well, that would be a first.
But I was yesterday too, when you were talking about things in your car and whatnot.
Yes. And guess what came in the mail yesterday? A brand new one.
Really?
Yeah. You go through them a lot. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
TMI.
Don't you wish you had, cut, let's redo.
Yeah,
so
I think
anyway.
So.
Here we go. Have you ever been caught doing something you shouldn't have?
Well, of course.
Let's say in the last week, Phil.
Oh, in the last week. No, probably not.
All right. What about in the last two?
Not in the last two, probably either. But
so
once in a while, June will catch me. What are you doing? Why did you wipe your hands on that? That's the towel for display. What?
Looks good there, doesn't
looks
it?
Good.
You remember that song I played the other day?
Yeah, John Denver? Yeah.
Is that how the bank is used?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. You might be from Arkansas, Phil. If you walk into a restaurant with a toothpick in your mouth, a toothpick in your mouth.
Sure.
Just a tooth.
Well, that would be for hors d'oeuvres, so you can, the olives.
Oh yeah,
charcuterie board. Mm. Yep.
In a hillbilly restaurant. Good luck with that. Good luck. The only thing about olives down there is we just have the pimentos. No olives.
Oh, no olives.
No, they have olives. I'm not an olive guy.
I understand that. That's. I like me some green olives.
You can have them. You can have mine.
I can sit there and eat them.
You can have
right
mine.
Out of the jar, baby.
You can have mine. All of them.
On a pizza too.
On a pizza.
Oh yes.
You can have mine.
Green olives on a pizza.
Because it's just the the juice or something from that, it just ruins the pizza.
Oh.
Ugh.
Yeah, to each their own.
So if you ever want me to not eat a pizza, put some olives on it.
That's a good idea.
It is.
Think I'll order one for lunch.
extra olives, please.
Yes. Sit in front of you and eat it.
Yeah, you would too, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Yeah, I know you would. So, anyway, we're going to play a little bit of whack-a-mole today to celebrate spring.
Whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole.
Oh, this is a new...
All right, so here's the... Yeah, we had the mini one before. So, here's the thing. I'm red. When the red pops, I got a hit.
Right.
And this pops, whoever gets it is going to get 2 points.
The middle guy.
Yes. Let's see if we can...
So, there's a mole, two moles on each side, and there's a mole in the middle.
Well, I'm just guessing how we play.
I don't know. Maybe I should... I think I should go to my primary, because this mole looks kind of funny.
right there. Oh, my gosh.
That's
a picture of Bo. All right, here we go. Bop as many lighted moles as possible before time runs out. Yep. After the countdown, bop on any mole that lights up. Each mole you bop is worth 1 point. Keep a lookout for the middle mole.
The middle
this
mole.
This pops up. All right, so you're going to go. You're going to get one time, and I'm going to get, and then we're going to count them. Remember how to count them on the little one? It does the same thing here. First number is going to be, it's going to blink like twice, and the second number is going to be 9, so it'll be a 29. All right, are you ready?
So I just
you're going to go by yourself.
I just have to hit the green ones?
No, you have to hit all of them.
All of them?
Are you ready?
You said just the two.
Here we go.
Look at that. Cat-like reflexes. Oh, boy. I'm doing well. How long does this last?
It'll tell you. All right, so the green mole's light will flash a number of times equal to the first digit, then the red mole will flash the times equal to the second digit.
Whew. Boy, I'm on a roll, baby. Good thing they're wearing their hard hats, because yeah. I'm whacking them.
You're Uh-huh. Yeah, you're whacking the grub right out of them, buddy.
I am. Well,
you're whacking the grub right out of them. Phil, we just lost our video. No battery.
The moles.
Hold on. Here we go. So okay. What? That's six.
Six.
You got 60.
60.
Yep, you got 60. 60
wow.
points.
All right. That's good. Go for it, Rocky.
All right. Here we go.
that's the mole. Huh.
So anyway.
You lost.
I lost. Yeah, I got like 11. I don't know what's wrong with it. But you know what? It's no fun if we don't have it on camera, though.
Well, maybe I broke it. Maybe I hit him too hard.
You know what? We're going to replay this. We're going to redo it next week. That way people can see it on camera.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't know why the battery's dead.
I don't know either. You should have charged it, I guess.
Yeah, I should have.
Yeah. You know. So I'm wondering, you know, they're wearing those helmets.
Yes.
Maybe they need some Excedrin right now or something. Because
maybe.
I hit them pretty hard. And they all the fellas look like they could use braces.
Everyone, even Bo has even worse. I mean, look at his old nose sticking out there.
Happy birthday to Bo today, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
do you have a piece?
Huh?
Did you have a piece on him that I
no,
sung to
I
him?
No, I didn't have any cake. No.
No, did you have a piece that I sung to him?
Oh, probably. I was going to save that for the birthdays when we read those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make sure everybody's birthday is done
before we play something for Bo.
Yeah. Yeah, sad, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You didn't share any cake, though. I was thinking maybe...
I shared scones.
Oh, okay, that's right.
I was like an apology?
Well, no, I was thinking cake.
Oh, no, I'm not... Do you like cake with icing or cake without?
With icing or without?
Yeah.
I'm equal opportunity cake lover.
But if you had your choice, which would it be?
Icing.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway.
I like the funfetti cake.
You do? I like the funfetti cake, but I don't like the icing on it. I do not like the icing.
My mama used to make me funfetti cake.
Yeah. Yeah, she was just trying to get rid of you for the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the total weight of bacteria in the living in, the total weight of bacteria living in the human body, Phil, is 2 to 6 pounds.
Wow,
that is amazing. Bacteria,
mm-hmm.
2 to 6 pounds.
2 to 6 pounds. Okay.
Yeah. So
that's good to know. That's amazing. You know that right off the top of your head.
It's absolutely.
I'm so impressed.
You know, it's just one of those things. It's just there's things that just pop up, and it's just
yeah,
like,
like a mole. Whack-a-mole.
There's enough water in Lake Superior, Phil, to cover all of North and South America in 1 foot of liquid.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's fact.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
Amazed you knew that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, any plans tonight, young man?
Tonight, I am going to be helping out eating pancakes.
Oh, okay.
At the Grace kickoff. Don't forget about that. It's at the community center.
Mm.
They'll start serving at 4:30, goes till 7, but chance for teams to get their Grace packets and luminaries and raffle tickets.
That's a big night then for Grace.
Very big night. Yeah. Absolutely. And they'll be the Kiwanis will be serving up pancakes, so I'll be there for a while tonight.
Yeah, and good luck to the Center Hornets softball team.
Yep, they have a big game with Prairie du Chien.
They win, I think, their wrap conference up. Is that right?
Prairie du Chien is a game back with 2 to go, so I believe Richland Center guarantees at least a share if they win tonight.
If they win tonight, yeah.
Right.
And they have a tough schedule this week. Dodgeville, Platteville, Prairie.
Well, I don't think this game was originally on the
docket.
I could be wrong, but I think it's a makeup game.
Okay.
And then they play tomorrow night, too, so we'll see.
Yeah,
it looks like maybe
question.
some rain for the weekend. Yeah. We'll kind of wait and see.
If it could just rain everywhere but Muscadet during the...
Oh, yeah. Well, I think Saturday's all right.
Yeah, I do. I think Sunday's the biggest
Sunday's the big day where it could rain quite a bit.
And I'm not going to scare the rain away, ever, so because we need the rain.
We need it. Yeah.
Talking about birthdays, I'd like to thank everybody for wishing me happy birthday. Yeah, and guess who forgot my birthday again, Philip?
Your mom and dad.
Nope, my mom did.
Your dad forgot?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Called me this morning and goes, son, how you doing? He knows you messed up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How's old Pa Bray doing?
He's not doing very well after I got off the phone with him today.
No,
but he forgot my birthday.
You shamed
two
him.
Out of 4 years.
2 out of 4 years.
Yes.
Huh.
And I said, I'm definitely going to let the people know. And the sad thing is they're still going to stick up for him.
Yeah.
The love line today, Philip.
Yeah,
today
what is it?
Thursday's love line.
I could use it when I get home.
Are you going to be in trouble?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. I have always been told that happiness starts with H, Phil.
With H?
With an H.
With an H.
Yeah. But I think my happiness starts with you.
Oh, with you.
Yeah.
The letter U.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that pretty good?
As in, ugh. Oh, boy. Have a great
day.
It's all Hank Gray.